Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go. All right, welcome back, Fairway Fit fans. It is season two. Greg, we are back. What do you got to say?
I can't believe it. I can't believe people wanted us back.
Yeah, I mean, it has been, we had a couple bonus episodes, but since our final episode of season one, it's probably been right around 4 months since we have been on. Obviously, we have been talking a ton, but man, how is it going? And I don't know about you, but I can't be more excited to be back on the mic.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, been looking forward to this all week since we finally set a date to kick off season number two. And, you know, you're getting those little, the tingles in the loins, bringing back a little bit of season one there. But I'm pumped.
Well, I according to our text today, I know you're still riding high. Yeah, I know it's going to be said, so I'll just bring it out right now. I know you're the sitting major champ right now.
Exactly.
I was able to take it. Although I won the year. Year-long competition. You are the one sitting in the hot seat right now. So, you know, kudos to you. I know you're going to say it, so I'm going to get it out of the way now. but yeah, we got a lot to talk about today. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about how last year ended with us. And we're going to talk a little bit about what we got looking forward to this year. We got a couple big announcements we're going to go through. We got a lot of stuff on the docket, a lot of stuff planned here for season two. And, the big thing I can say as far as the start of 2025 is the weather sucks.
Yes.
I cannot say. Now, I know both of us have been pretty busy over the last couple months.
I will say this. I'll stop you. It is typical Northern Virginia weather. It can't make up its mind. One day it's going to be 65 and sunny. The next day it's going to be 40 and with a wind chill of 32.
Well, I think that's more like the last 2 weeks. I'm talking about since January 1. I mean,
yeah.
Normally we can squeeze out to the range or maybe get on the golf course once or twice in January, you know, bundle up, of course, with the tights on and everything, ski hat, all this, but it's been bad. I mean, I think at this time last year, I was already sitting anywhere between 6, 7, 8, 9 rounds, and I have been on the golf course 4 times.
That's bad for you.
I know. I mean, and that's two to three rain sessions and maybe 2 to 3 times or not. So let's just say 5 or 6 times I've been actually on the golf course. I just have not been able to get out there. And when I do, holy cow, the wind is blowing.
Just got to play it.
I think the other day I went out and to the 135 flag, I was hitting like knock down 7 or try to bomb an 8. To get there through the wind. That's how strong the wind was.
Well, blowing. Nothing beats what did we hit from 150 one time on 11 or 10?
Or 10. Yeah, I do remember that last year.
I think
put it that way.
It was like 135, and I think both of us hit either a 7 or a 6. I probably hit a 6, and you probably hit a 7, and both of
and
us
it went
came
straight
up
in the air and came back at us. I think I ran and tried to catch that one, like it was hitting a fungo at baseball practice. But that's what it's been like. I was able, or I wouldn't say on a good note, I did have to get out of town for some family things going on. And my brother and I snuck around and played a really, really nice course in, Southern Indiana. It was actually a Fuzzy Zeller course, older name. Supposedly my dad went to high school with Fuzzy Zeller, which I've known that for the longest time.
Let's say, was that a random fact that was thrown?
I've known that, but we have family that kind of knows, so they were able to get us on this really nice country club.
Like
it's a public course.
The typical dad line when your kids bring up somebody famous, but I went to high school with him.
Well, he swears that if we were able to run into him, he would remember dad. And I was like, man, I so hoped that he was going to be at the golf course. I don't even know if he lives there anymore, but it was a course called Covered Bridge. The covered bridge was a little disappointing. It was about 40 feet wide. I was thinking it was going to be this long bridge, but it was pretty cool.
You know,
it's a great course.
Covered bridges aren't very long. I mean, you go up to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and you'll see like dozens of them, and they're like two cars wide, and they're maybe 100 yards, maybe 100 feet long.
Okay. We played a golf course called Land O'Lakes, right?
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. There was a lot of lakes.
I played the course.
You played Land O'Lakes. There was a lot of lakes.
No.
Oh, there wasn't?
No.
So same thing. I think there was tiny ponds
on it, but I mean, that was it.
If I called a golf course covered bridge, I thought there was going to be like more than one covered bridge.
Okay. I mean, I guess you grew up playing Goose Creek and it was covered by goose poop. So,
Oh my God.
I get it.
And the poop out there was just so bad. So bad. Goose Creek. Yeah, that was funny. I was actually talking to somebody about Goose Creek the other day. It's still one of my favorites to talk about. And then when I drive by West Park, I still like to talk about West Park.
West Park was a solid track. I don't care what it was. Wants to say.
It was. They never took care of it. And when they did, you can tell they were hurting for money because they put all the money into the course. But I still wish I had the money right now to buy it. So, but let's talk about we're reminiscing here. Let's talk about last year. I know we had a couple bonus episodes out there, but I think at the end of the year, when we finished up talking, we talked about our goals. And as I was prepping for today's episode, I was able to go back and I'm going to talk about you first. Just because it's easier. Your top two goals last year was to have around in the 70s, and it was to to end the year with a single digit handicap.
Double negative on that one.
We were. I think if you went back and wanted to listen, which I hope everybody does, go back and listen. But if you don't, we'll fill you in now.
It wasn't for a lack of trying.
We were 0 for 2. We were 0 for 2 on that one for you. I think your low round was like an 82, 83, maybe.
I think
maybe an
83. 83 was lone round.
So I know we had that. And then I know single digit. Let's go back even one further. I think you started at like a 13.9 going into our challenge, into our year when we started this whole venture off.
13.4 maybe.
13.4. And then you ended the year at a what?
13.1.
13.1. Okay. So I knew you were like.
I did get to a 12.9, but then I had one last round that basically jumped it up to a 13.1.
Yeah. I knew you were around the same number. I didn't think how close you were. I knew you were just a couple tenths away. So
it did balloon all the way up to, I think I was an 18.6 at one point.
Yeah. I remember. I think that was the heart of our battle. And that was a lot going on there for you. But this year, I mean, we're back. We committed to this last year. If you listen to our final episodes, we definitely were all in on this. This was not something that we were trying to hesitate from to come back and try our goals again. But got any new goals? Got any adjustments that you're trying to do? Got any, we talk a ton of fitness. We can talk about fitness.
Goals,
you got a new goal there?
Goals, no, because I like to kind of, I'm a goal setter as I go. So I think I still need to have the two main goals being, let me get around in the 70s, let me try and get my handicap down to a single digit as my main two goals. Obviously, other goals are to continue my streak of winning and just continue to win majors.
Let's go back on this.
A goal.
But maybe let's go back and phrase that a little bit differently. You got to start a streak of winning.
No, I mean, I
No. Bull Durham did not say one is a streak. Two is a streak.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You got to win two to have a streak.
But at the same time, I'm sitting on the seat. I'm sitting on the top of the podium right now.
I understand, but it's not a streak. It's not a streak. A streak is multiple things in a row, like a pattern. Right now, we're not in. And if you start your streak,
okay,
more power to
you. You're a baseball guy, okay? You're a baseball guy. If I finish the last game of the World Series with, a hit, and then I have a hit on the next first at bat of the next season, does my hitting streak immediately keep on starting, or do I still just have one hit?
No. You've started a streak. That's what I'm telling you. You've now started.
Cal Ripken.
No. I don't think you're understanding me. You have won. Once you get two, you have now started a streak.
Exactly.
You cannot start a
streak. Continuing to win is one of my goals.
Right, but you said continue your streak. You can't continue something you haven't started.
Well, whatever. Tomato, tomato.
You want to start. No, good. No. I think we're saying the same thing. But
you have to start somewhere. A streak starts with one.
No, streak. It starts with one. No.
Yes, it starts with one. You have to have one to start a streak.
Yeah, but you can't continue a streak until you're two.
I'm starting a streak. Starting.
There you go. I'm in on that one.
Well, I'll flip the word continue and.
You got to remember, you're talking to two teachers that teach in a basically a weight room that we're arguing about the English language.
We're not sitting here talking about English 9 honors.
I could use ChatGPT right now and figure out what's going on. Because that is one of my go-to moves right now.
Yeah, just ask Alexa or something.
Oh, no. Alexa gets things wrong too much. I'm not into that. So, all right. But so no, you were
that was,
round
was,
in the 70s. Round in the 70s.
Yep.
Handicapped the single digit.
Single digit. Even if I can get to a 9.9, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah, I'm with that. That's single digit for me. I get that. And then can start up a winning streak.
Start a winning streak, yes.
Yeah, can start a winning streak. Because you have a win. And I'm going to give it. I mean, just like I told you today.
Continue with my winning ways.
Your winning ways. Just like I said today, I read an article, or actually I think it was, I didn't read anything.
I saw in a book.
I saw Scottie Scheffler. Now I'm not putting myself on the same level as Scottie Scheffler, but I saw myself, Scottie Scheffler, and he was talking about he lost to a buddy last week. It was a 10 handicap because he had to give him something like 17 shots. Scotty, I know how you feel. I think he's like a plus seven or a plus eight. Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So I know how Scotty feels. I mean, like I said, I'm not putting myself on that level, but I know I can definitely feel giving up that many shots and taking a loss every once in a while.
I mean,
it happens to the best
RP
of us.
has told me that I would need at least 30 strokes to beat him, which I somewhat honestly believe, but.
No, that's the RP. I will call RP out right now. That's the dumbest comment I've ever heard. And I hope he listens to this. You could beat him with 30 shots.
I don't know. Not on some courses. Some courses he knows like the back of his hand.
Okay, but then you're getting 35 shots because that would be giving him more of a head in the handicap game.
Definitely.
There's way.
If we played straight handicap, I would need more strokes. Because I think he's a plus one. I would need more than 14 in order to beat him.
Okay, but what I'm talking about is when you beat me, you had 17, 18 strokes at times. It's not, that is not much different than you playing RP. The whole net system is still the same against RP than it is for me.
Yeah.
You know, so you're basically, you're saying that means I would need 15 shots to beat RP.
No, you need 7.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think in your handicap, you're only shooting that, for 8 out of 20 rounds.
Or a fourth of the time. I think it's a third of the time you're shooting your handicap.
Well, 8 out of 20 would be 40%, right? Give or take. I think it's right around that, but that's right. That's a third or an eighth or a third. I mean, that's right there. You could beat RP in 30 shots. You can go to Trump National right now where he plays out of, and you can beat RP with 30 shots.
If RP pays for it, I will gladly do that. I don't know if I can afford the greens fee at Trump National.
I haven't played there in so long. I wouldn't even know what it'd be.
Probably. Way out of our pay zone.
That's where my students are. I wonder if I can work that in.
Okay.
All right. And I know we have a big fitness goal we're going to talk about later when we talk about our announcements, but let's move on to my golf goals. My golf two that I had was an even par round or better, and then a sub-3 handicap to end the year. I'm going to keep mine the same as well, too. I never got an even par round, And I actually ended the year closer to like a 3.5. I think when we talked about it in our last episode where we reviewed our goals, I was right around a 3. I could have even dabbled in the 2s because I did for a touch.
You did. I was about to say you got down below a 3. You were
I think it was like a 2.9. But by the end of the year, I sat right at a like 3.3 or 3.4 range. So that's kind of what I think I am. But I definitely don't consider myself a 3 handicap. Although the more and more I read, I mean, a 3 handicap is only shooting under 75. I mean, you're talking about like hardly at all. So,
yeah.
You know, he's a guy that's trying to stay in the 70s and in his bad rounds being an 84, 5, 6, right around there. So, I definitely, if somebody asked me right now what my handicap, I'd probably say I'm sitting right around a 5 just because I haven't played. I played one full round of 18 holes and geez, a long time. I mean, outside. I have a couple in the simulator, but I will tell you the simulator and outside, the more I'm in the simulator, the more outside is very different. So,
100%. I showed you some of the numbers I was getting on the sim and I was like, I need to be outside because these have to be way off. Either I've released a lot of power or this is way off because I'm hitting a 7-iron 32 yards or 33 yards further than longer. I normally hit it.
You're hitting them floating knuckleballers that go out there and go forever. So, but that's kind of where we're sitting at. I think we had a good game plan. I think even in the beginning of the season last year, we talked about what our weekly goals were to how we're going to attack it. And I think we're going to get into more of our game plan probably in our second episode here. Give us some time to write about it. I am definitely writing a plan together. I've been following this guy a little bit and I'm trying to put sort of like my weekly plan out what I want to try to do. I heard a really good podcast with Jordan Spieth not too long ago, and it talked about that he, in order to get golf ready, he needs 2,500 strikes with the golf club.
Oh, wow. And
if you really think about that, remember, they're pros, so they play golf for a living. They don't have to go to work. You know, I bet they have somebody, although they're going to say they're handling the kids a lot, which maybe they are, but I had 4 hours every day to go play golf, I could get 2,500 strikes in it. Couple of days, you know?
Oh yeah, no. I was actually thinking that's very low.
Yeah, well, so
me,
I think
it, me, I feel like I would need 10 to 12,000 in order to be getting towards my goal.
So it when he said it didn't say he was putting 2,500 strikes to be able to win a tournament. He was basically 2,500 strikes to start working on his game to be golf. Like ready to work on things in his game. He needs 2,500 to get back in the swing. Cause you know, I guess he's coming off that wrist injury from maybe the fall. I don't really even know when it actually took place, but he's coming off that. So, that's kind of what my goal. I don't want to really evaluate where I am in my game until I have 2,500 strikes of a golf ball. And for me, when I start to think about it, I mean, a long range session, let's just say a large basket is what, 80 to 100 balls?
Right, probably. Somewhere around there. And then, if you went to the short game area and you got another 30.
Yeah, so I remember when I read something a long time ago, and this one I did actually read, it talked about how Tiger did preparation, and he said he was getting like, it's like almost like 1,000 strikes a day when he was getting ready to win tournaments, like back when he was playing his peak a lot, but he also said it was 400 or 500 putts a day. So
good.
Yeah, that's the ones that are just I am struggling with, because when I don't play golf for a while, kind of the last thing I want to do is go down there and chip. I want to pound the golf ball. It's and not necessarily hit driver over and over. I have no problem hitting 9-iron for 50 shots in a row. But getting that stroke a number of. So this plan that I'm trying to put together is I'm trying to figure out what number is doable and be able to get, and basically instead of putting it up there that I want to hit 2 range sessions and try to play every week or biweekly or whatever it be, I want to have a plan when I go to the driving range on, how many iron strikes, the driver strikes, the putts. and I want to try to increase that number. So that's kind of the plan that I've been in, but I haven't quite figured it out. And I was telling my wife, I was like, I don't want to do that until I have 2,500 strikes to golf ball. Now, the way the weather is going, 2,500 strikes may be May. It may be a while, you know. If I play five rounds of golf, there's 500 strikes right there, because I could probably put up triple digits right now since I haven't played so much. So that's kind of the plan, but we'll get to our plan. We'll get to some adjustments that I think we're going to do. And one thing I want us to be able to do is I want you to pick out one thing of me that you want me to try to adjust. And then I want to pick out one thing of you that I want to kind of, I don't want to tell you to adjust, but try to call you out on what I'm trying to do. And I thought about doing this and trying to be funny with it. I was going to tell you for 1 year, you have to do aim point. But then I was like, that's not really what I want to do. Because I don't know if aim point would help you or hurt you. I just wanted to see you try to do aim point for the whole entire year.
Just remember, like when I tried to get a picture perfect swing, it just totally screwed me over too.
Yeah, but I don't think aim point is like, I know there's a lot of debate on now if it's longer, takes longer on the greens. I just want to see you going up there, putting the 2 feet halfway, putting it here, and then doing the eyes and the fingers, and who knows?
I don't know. Have you ever seen Biggins' putt? Biggins uses it, and he's pretty stellar at putting.
I mean, I have heard the results from it are incredible, but I heard you have to practice like with a level. Like you have to be able to go out there and like you could practice in your house, but as long as you have a level to tell you like how your feet are supposed to feel, because it's a feel thing. It's all in your feet. And then you match it up to, you know, how I guess it's like a ball out to however cup out, however the fingers actually are working. I've heard nothing but good things out of the results.
I got like short, chubby hands. I have like carny hands, as Austin Powers would say. But
yeah, but I think it's off your fingers, so it's not like I'm putting my fingers into your hey bro, do you need my fingers?
I'm three, but Brad's only two, so
I thought maybe we could do something funny like that, and I was gonna have you do aim point every single time, but then I was like, yeah, I don't really want to play a round where if I'm getting my butt whipped, I don't need
I'd have you
do an
I'd
aim
have
point
you,
on the 16th green.
I'd have you spot putts like, what was it? Was it Camilo Vigegas that used to down in like
the spider?
The
spider guy. I saw somebody, I think it was either TGL or somebody like doing that. They were lying down on the ground and seeing that they can see grain on that AstroTurf.
I want a TGL in my backyard. Could you imagine if you just had one of those domes in your backyard and you could just go play there?
So we need to find somebody that just likes to throw money away at parties and be like, dude, I'm turning 40. We're going to TGL.
Dude, that would be awesome.
And he's going to rent the place out for like 6 hours.
Except we're 2 and 3 years late.
No. Well, no, I'm a lot of years late on the whole money part. It's the 40 part I got covered.
The 40, I'm turning 40. Like both of us are way past that.
Let's see.
I'm 2.5 years past it. You're 3.5 years past it.
I bet we can talk Anthony in the renting out TGL.
Oh, Anthony would definitely do it.
He is all about finding those Airbnb deals. Like he's probably on Airbnb or VRBO or whatever he's finding them on now. He's a part of some Marriott club that's going to get him the SoFi Center for the weekend.
I believe it. He can make it work. He probably knows.
I mean,
you know
that place is doing that, right? They have to be bringing in these high dollar companies and having parties there.
I mean, there's been YouTube videos of like Good being there. And
yeah,
like
the Good's different though. That's like, I don't know. I feel like that's what they do, but I don't. So, but I'm with you. I need that revolving green. I mean, having the green where you're actually hitting and chipping like that is a huge part. The simulator where it does it yourself it keeps my putting numbers down, but it doesn't really help me get better for the real golf course. So, but yeah, I mean, I want you to think of something and then I'll think of something. And then we'll move from there on what we're going to do. Kind of like a internal challenge to our games. It could be, I don't have any ideas quite yet, but I think
you've already gone switch grip, so I can't tell you.
That was just for that one day. I even tried the claw. I played in a guy's had a birthday round. I don't know, it could have been this fall or last fall. And I remember showing up kind of a little bit before everybody. I was like, oh, man, nobody's here. And I was putting around and I did the claw grip. That was back when I used two ball putter, which might come out again this year. I haven't decided yet.
I mean, you have a solid rotation.
Just the two. I've been working on, I had to give the one back to Brian. Remember, he literally took it off. He took it off the golf course that day.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And he hasn't sold it yet.
I told you you were kind of brave breaking it out like right away right in front of him.
Yeah, it wasn't my finest moment.
You should have waited until like we were on the course. You should have warmed up.
I played well that day, though. I shot like 76 that day, though. So I was rolling it pretty well. So, but yeah, anyway, I was putting around and I did a claw. And I remember standing on the 18th green and I ended up shooting like 78, 79 that day. And it was right next door. And those guys, they shoot a lot higher. And they're like, oh, like from a distance, because there was like two or three groups from us. So the group never saw me putt until like the end of the round. They're like, oh, claw, you must be really good. How long you been doing claw? I go, I started today. And they were like, are you kidding me? I was like, yeah, it kind of was something I wanted to try.
You instantly got put to the top of their kill list. They were like, yeah, I hate guys like that.
I will say though, it's
putting red lipstick on.
It makes kind of like 15 feet in decent. Like I think anybody can transition. It's the 30 footers that you have, like the club feels really funny. Like I don't want to be a guy that switches, you know, I don't want to be a Matt Fitzgerald who putts cross or chips cross-handed and putts normal.
You won't drop down to like 12 clubs and carry two different putters.
No. Maybe two different drivers. Maybe I should go that way. Two different drivers.
The Anthony method, the straight.
That's right.
The straight and the draw and the fade.
I think it was the fade and the slice.
Yes, that's what it was. It was the
it was
fade.
One was the fade, one was the slice.
There was one that went straight, though, that he claimed to go straight. I don't know. I'm not sure if it actually ever did, though.
I think it only went straight when he aimed for the giant cut. He also played off the other fairway.
He also had 2 9-irons. Or no, 2 pitching wedges.
I think so. I mean, he played your bag for a while and showed up to a golf course without golf clubs. So there's some great Anthony stories, and I think we'll have more as we go on. But let's talk announcements. I mean, we have been off and planning out season two for quite a few months now. Like I said, we still talk quite a bit, and we have major announcements. As just like the past, we are still on Instagram, so make sure to follow us there. We're still on X or Twitter, however you want to still say it. We are up and running on TikTok. If you are a TikTok person, we have started a Facebook page, which will be live within the next couple of weeks. But I think the most exciting one announcement and probably our biggest announcement of the year is that we are going to be on YouTube. And so if you are listening to us and you would like to check out what you are listening to and who you are actually listening to, please check us out on YouTube as well. We will have everything up and running. Once we go
full face to the scraggly voices.
Yeah. I don't know about beautiful. I mean, we may be very quickly told that we are radio personalities and not 100%. YouTube personalities.
Got a face for radio.
Yeah. So that could be something, but yeah, I mean, check us out on YouTube. So we're looking to do all our podcasts on YouTube. We'll post videos here and there, but I think our predominant videos are going to be our podcast. So please check us out as we go over things. We'll try to clip in some videos of our rounds and different competitions and our trips, all kinds of different things within our podcast as well, too. So if you are happen to be listening to us on YouTube, we welcome you. If you are not, please make sure to check us out on YouTube. And I'll do the whole like and subscribe, just like
you hear. And subscribe.
Yeah, just like to hear from everybody. So please do that. And then our next announcement, and we'll let you talk about this one. What are we doing in a couple of weeks?
March Madness, no. Oh, are you talking about the Fairway Fit Cup?
Did you say March Madness?
Yeah, dude, that's wrestling, man. That's the everything I mean, that's important.
I get who I'm talking to, so picking up that it was wrestling is pretty easy.
It's in Philly this year, and I'm not going because I am already booked for the Fairway Fit Cup.
All right, there we go. That's right.
I couldn't take two trips in 1 month.
The first annual Fairway Fit Cup. So tell us what we're doing. What are we doing, Greg? What are we doing in the Fairway Fit Cup?
We're heading back down to Myrtle, baby.
We are, baby. Back to Myrtle.
Get some Gator Lane down there. We're going to get some, let's see. We're gonna hit Pop Stroke as a kickoff.
Yes.
You can't. I mean, why not start with good old Tiger Woods Pop Golf to just say, hey, we're down here for 5 rounds in 3 days of golf. There's probably going to be a lot of hot tub sessions in the evening. I know that sounds weird with a bunch of dudes.
It sounds really weird, but at the same time,
I'm sure there's going to be some people that are checking out the hot tub. I know I'm going to. I will probably also either jump into the ocean or jump into the pool for a cold plunge. But no, we got 5 rounds planned. It is Ryder Cup style. We got eight guys. We got 8 guys committed. We got a little grab bag for everybody, a little swag bag, if you will.
Yes, it's looking good. I'm looking at it right now. It's coming together nicely. We've got everything in for all our players. But yeah, it's our first annual Fairway Fit Cup. It is a team event. It is a trip we've been going on for a couple of years, but we are growing it into a team event. We actually almost want to double the size next year. And who knows, maybe we have some listeners that might want to join us when we're down there. We're down there at the end of March. I think we kick things off, like you said, at Pop Stroke on the
27th.
And then we got a 36 holes at the Myrtlewood courses on the 28th.
Myrtlewood, Palmetto, and Pine Hills.
Pine Hills. I'm excited about those. And then I'm really excited about Saturday.
None of which have been affected by the wildfires.
No. I was told by my source down there, who is my dad, who lives in Myrtle. He says they actually are in really good shape. So he said they'll be really good for us. And then on Saturday, we are headed to, which I'm a little... The more and more I look about it, I'm not really sure I have enough golf balls to go down there. It's Man of War and the Wizard.
The Wizard looks watery.
Yeah. And that is our second one, I think, too.
That may or may not be a lot of irons off the tee for me.
Yeah.
And I know that just rhymed, but at the same time, I tried.
It's a team format, so we're good. And then we're ending at, is it Avenant? Avenant. On the
Wild Wing.
Abbott is in the it's Wild Wing, and there's two courses. Abbott, I think, is the course. Is that one we're playing? But yeah, Wild Wing is probably what most people will know in our singles backs on Sunday. But we cannot wait. Listen to us on episode 2. We are going to get into a lot.
I mean, we may or may not kick it off on an 18 hole round on the 27th before Pop Stroke. So.
We will. We're working on that one.
Whether or not we all do it or some do it.
Yeah. And we'll hit that in a second, too, when we talk about some of our competitions we have planned. So the first annual Fairway Fit Cup, something we're looking to grow, something that you've been a part of, something that I got to join last year. We got some ideas from our trip that we've been going on, and then in May we have our Gents Cup 2025 Gents Cup trip that we are headed up to. Where are we going? Up to Gettysburg,
Penn National.
Penn National, right outside Gettysburg. Can't wait for that. We'll have a couple on. We actually plan on having the commish on later on. The commish is going to do a huge announcement right here on the podcast. Not for Gents 2025, but he is going to announce the 15th year of Gents Cup and the location for 2026. I cannot wait for that. I'm pretty excited. I was able to see him a couple weeks ago, so I have a little inside information, but I do not know where he has settled on. And then we're also looking to host our first tournament in the fall. Those dates are yet to become. I think we've locked in, or pretty close to locking in, a course. And we're going to set that out and set all the format out, formats that we have for it. But it's going to be kind of a fundraising tournament. Greg, with you losing your father last year, and then I lost my grandmother recently to Alzheimer's and dementia. We're looking to get back. And it's something, why not use a platform that we have to spread awareness on different things? I think if you really sit down and talk to people between those two diseases, it's just, you know, they make things very tough on families.
It touches a lot of people's lives,
too. Touches a ton of people. And so we're looking to do something like that. We are getting those details. We're looking to have that information out sooner than later, but we're excited about that. So those are some of our big announcements. So let's talk competition. I mean, I think something me and you
What is Fairway Fit without some competition?
Without some competition. So we are bringing back.
Are we going to continue our streak of gentlemanly competition at the Fairway Fit Cup, or are we going to go right back to square one like we did last year?
Well, so square one was a little more head to head. Now that we're actually. It's a team competition, and we're not going to spoil any of the team stuff yet, but it's more of a team competition. So, but we are bringing back our major competition. We have five majors lined up. Greg talked about that Thursday round on the way in Myrtle might be major number one, but we've also talked about probably trying to do it between Fairway Fit Cup and Gents Cup, having a major around this area as well too. So, we don't have the dates yet. We are still planning that out, but we're going to do a best of five as far as the majors. And then what I think we've talked about as well is continuing our bet. Those don't remember last year. Yes, Greg won the first final major we had, the big one. But I did win the year-long competition, and I had Ritchie Fowler come. Greg had to dress up like Ritchie Fowler and wear Puma. For those that don't remember, it's the Puma that was more of the hit him really close to his heart because he had to give up the Nike.
It was a tough one, that one.
But you know what? It actually looked, he is pretty flashy on the golf course. So I don't even think people really realized.
I pulled it off.
And it ended up being a colder day, which didn't really help the cause of wearing the bright orange out there. But we do have that competition.
And luckily, you know, when my ball was in the woods, the hunters knew I was there.
The deer didn't see you at all.
Deer didn't see me coming.
You could have ran and jumped on one and rode it all the way to the green.
I would have wrestled it.
But yeah, so that's our major competition. We are going to have some individual competitions. We talked about maybe doing some different sort of things, using YouTube platform to bring in some videos where we play maybe some different tees.
Some red tee challenges.
Some red tee challenges. We talked about taking clubs away from each other, doing some different things. We also talked about maybe a handicap challenge, or a mulligan challenge, see how many mulligans it takes for us to shoot even par or better. We're going to have some partner challenges. And that's kind of what we're doing. We're calling people out. We want to have people contact us to challenge us in a 2v2 scramble or 2v2 best ball. Let's play. We want to get back where we're playing more golf together and not that we haven't always supported each other, but man, it's a lot more fun when we're on the same team and kicking butt. And so we're going to try to find some 2v2s. So if you're listening to this and you got a buddy that wants to play, man, just hit us in the comments. You know, if it's driving distance, we'll come. We'll come try to figure it out, and we'll set up a time where we'll take you on. We'll bring you onto the podcast, and we'll talk about it. We have talked about trying to find some 2v2 or some two-man tournaments through the VSGA or the USGA as well. I know they have some four-mall tournaments. We are not quite ready for the national four-ball. We have to get our low handicaps way down there, but I know they have some local competitions that we can hopefully try to get into too as well. I kind of like the two-man stuff lately with the scrambles and different things.
We had some fun at the two-man, except for the second day when we got paired up with that high school group.
Yeah. They were still fun, though. They weren't bad.
Yeah, they were bad, but they were playing.
Yeah, so I think we've got a lot of stuff set up for golf. We're going to be just competing. I think the biggest thing we're trying to do is we're trying to put ourselves in that uncomfortable golf situation. So when it comes down to those last four or five holes, instead of going in the wrong direction, we can keep the way we're playing. I think both of us at times last year were putting rounds together that could have potentially hit our goals, you into the 70s and me around an even round, and, you know, 17 and 18 or even 14 through 18 kind of, you know, bit our heads off and we had to go through there. So I think the goal this year is to put ourselves in those competitive rounds. So you're going to see us and talk about us a lot about some competitive rounds we're having. And it could be me versus somebody else as well. And Greg's got a buddy over in his neck of the woods that he wants to try to compete against as well. And you know what? We already called him out once. You know, we'll call RP out. If RP is that good and he wants to play, we'll play him in a two-ball scramble. You know, he'll be two versus one, and we'll see what he can do as well.
That'd be a fun one.
Yeah, so that'd be fun to watch. And you
we
know
play
what?
Best ball?
We play best ball, and he plays the one. And I mean, if he's, you know, if you're giving him 30 shots, he should be ready for that challenge right away. But now I love RP, so I'm not just kind of messing with him. But I would love to play. Let's do it. The more challenges, the better. The more pressure we can put on ourselves.
I'd love to try and put on my record that we beat the club champion at Trump National.
Let's do it. Definitely.
That might be our calling card for the next year.
And then one thing we have always talked about on here is, you know, our number one goal of this was to make sure that we are healthy enough to be on the golf course more. And that was the fitness side of everything. I mean, our fairway fit, it's not just trying to look good or not just trying to feel good, but play good, but it's also trying to feel good with ourselves, because
I'm also just extremely vain.
Extremely vain.
Yeah. Vain. V-A-I-N. I just got you. Vanity. It's my own device. That one.
Yeah,
you actually had, in
a group chat, you said something like, well, you're just confident. And I wanted to write back, well, when are you never confident?
I didn't want to get to that. I mean, if you lack confidence, I mean, you got to walk that fine line between cocky and confidence. That's how you want to live.
You got to remember, I used to get in a batter's box of guys throwing over 90 miles an hour, and I didn't think anything of it. And so I don't lack it. It's just different now, especially on the golf course. Still trying to figure myself out as a golfer.
I'm not confident in leaning in on one of those, but I'd stand in there, but I wouldn't lean in on one. I'd be when a curveball came, I might be taking a dive.
Oh yeah. I mean, I could guess curveball and still be ducking on those ones, but I'd be buckling in my shoes. But I think the worst one I ever got, I got hit in the right calf. So obviously I got my front leg out of the way as a right-handed hitter. It got hit in the right calf. And if you've been hitting the calf or dead leg horse or Charlie horse, whatever you want to call them, dead legs. So I was fine for like the day, but for the next like 3 or 4 days, it was like you could barely walk.
Oh, yeah.
And so that one actually took me out of the lineup for a couple of days. And where I was playing in the minors, you get taken out of the lineup. There was times you didn't get put back in the lineup. It was so cutthroat. Like, they would just bring in people left and right. It was a revolving door. So I remember I had to like rehab galore, massage it out, do all those things just to try to get back into the lineup. And massaging out a bruise in your calf is, you're talking about taking a guy. Don't rub it. Yeah. I mean, it was bad. And I remember coming back, it took some time to loosen that thing up because I got hit pretty square. I've been hit in the head. That was nothing. I just shook that one off.
I would say the worst I've had is a line drive directly back into my shin when I was pitching in men's league softball.
Yeah. I still don't know how you did that men's league softball pitching.
What? I'm the only idiot that's willing to stand, I don't know, 60 feet from or 45 feet from a guy swinging a metal baseball bat.
Yeah, I think you're 46 feet. Yeah. I think because it plays on the little field, right?
Yeah, we play on the 300-foot field.
Yeah. But it wasn't 90-foot bases, or was it 90?
I think it was 60-foot bases.
Yeah, so I think you're 46 feet at 60 feet. I don't know. I honestly don't know. You would
be proud of me. The other day, I had two students that were arguing about, and this is once again bringing Anthony back onto the podcast. We need to just bring him on one time.
We do.
But there was an argument between what a 60-yard time and a 40-yard time difference was, or 60-foot. What was yours in baseball?
It's a 40 to 60. Baseball's a 60 yards.
And the kid was trying to say he ran something, but like it dialed down to like a 4.5 40. And I was like, I've seen you run. You don't run a 4.5 40.
Yeah. But I mean, me and Anthony could talk about it all day. My 60 time was mathematically better than his 40 time. I don't remember we ever looking up what his 40 time correlated to a 60 time, but that's besides the point.
It's 2/3. So I guess you would add a third to it.
No, it's not. There was an actual equation because due to,
I don't know. You're at top speed at that point.
It's, so, it's, yeah, it depends on where it is. His claim was you can run 60 faster. And I was like, oh, really? That's why in the 100 yards in the Olympics, you know, is their times are just double 200, right? And he's like, no, that's not right either. So, but yes, we've had that debate. We'll probably have that debate again down in Myrtle. Let's be honest.
Maybe on the car ride down.
Could be on the car ride down where we're doing sports trivia all the way down. But yeah, so that's a good thing you brought that up because Anthony is somebody that we have on the short list of the guests that we want to have this year. We already talked about having the commish on. I have a gentleman who was a general manager at a golf course, one of our favorite golf courses of Goose Creek, that we want to have on too. And I also have a guy that played some mini tours that I would like to have on and talk about golf. He is older, obviously with kids now, play quite a bit with them, and he is looking to get into some fitness shape as well too. So I think he can help us and we can help him in everything and going in that right direction. But, you know, we talked about fitness. We talked about we're getting old.
I'm older.
I'll turn 44 here in the fall. You'll turn 43. Pretty much, what are we, about 10 days apart? I think not even 10 days apart.
Yeah.
We came up with, and I actually had the idea before, and I think when it was one of my 9 million ideas that I text to you a week, and it never really came into any sort of seriousness. But, you know, this year we are going to try to run our age in miles on our birthday or close to our birthday.
Right.
May not be exactly on our birthday since we're not the same day. So for you, you'll be running 43 miles.
Well, I know I'm going to run 44.
Well, if you run 44, I'm going to run 44.01.
I'll let you take one more step. I'm not going to let you finish out the last mile by yourself.
Well, remember, I told you I was going to actually run it like before we even started. So it was just like it was already accounted in there. But yeah, anyway, we're going to run 43, 44 miles. I have it listed in my watch as the 44-mile challenge that I am going to train for. And we're going to do this as well in some awareness for, like we have talked about before, with Alzheimer's and dementia. And I think this is something that you have really close to your heart. Going to contact the Dementia Awareness Society. Is that
the National Dementia Awareness Society? Same thing that in lieu of flowers that we had people donate money to for my father's funeral. So basically we're going to reach out to them. I'm going to try and get, I have this thought in my head, almost like a walk-a-thon sponsorship type thing.
Well, look, let's save the thought, because I know you do have a lot of good ideas with this. And as we get now, we do have almost 6 months, right? Pretty close to 6 months, just over 6 months to get ready for this. And so we will have all these details out. We'll have some stuff on our website as well, too, about this and that you can follow us along during our training. This is something we're going to train for, but we're not going to, it's not like we're going to be training for a 50-mile run. We're going to try to be prepared to go through the mental challenge as much as the physical challenge through it. I run quite a bit more than you, so I'll probably end up just putting some more miles into you just because it's something I actually kind of been enjoying lately. But I'm not going to have 30-mile training runs. I just don't have time to do that.
The longest run I might run before this run is might be a 10-miler.
Yeah, and so I've done some research on that, and you could definitely do it. You might just have to do like 10 miles on back to back days type things. Like you may end the day with 10 and then start the next day with 10, and that could be what they'll say is an equivalent to a longer run, because it honestly it's time. It's not necessarily running. Now, we're not going out there to set any sort of record or anything. We're going out there to finish. And finish strong. We're not going out there to just, you know, walk the thing. Because I could say we were walking 44 miles. We're not. We're going to try to run it. We have some numbers in our head, but we'll get into that more detail and something you can follow us along. Obviously, through our social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and all those things. But it's going to check us out. So we'll keep in contact with our fitness stuff like we always do. I've actually been having since I got back from my trip last week, I've crushed it this week. 5:30 comes early, but I by 9 o'clock, I'm already over 12,000 steps. I mean, I'm moving and my body's burning what I want. I think I told you in our bonus episodes, I've been having some struggles and I've actually kind of mentally overblocked those out now. So that's a good thing. And I know you're working to change some stuff. You're contacting somebody about some mobility type things that maybe we can bring on and get a little bit more detail in as well too. Maybe it's an option that we can share to everybody and they can try as well on here. But man, season two, can't be more excited to get started with you.
You just want to get back on that winning streak. You had a streak.
I did have a streak.
And then you lost.
I lost it. Honestly, a big part of my pull for you this year is I want to get you down to where you're playing comfortably around 80.
If I can get to the point where a bad round is like an 88, yeah, or an 89, and the rest of the time I'm just always shooting in the low to mid 80s, I'm going to be
throwing a 70 here and there.
Exactly, I'm going to be tickled pink there. Do I expect that I'm going to get to the point where I'm throwing up numbers like you were last year? This season, probably not. I mean, you had a hell of a run last year where
I had every day two runs.
Every day it was just like, yo, shot 74, yo, I shot 75, I shot 74, I shot 75.
I had two runs because I went back and I looked. I had two runs at the beginning of the summer and one run early fall where I would think like six rounds I was 77 below.
Yeah.
And like, I had that one and I had like the 2 days. No, I had the one day in Florida with Anthony where I shot one over on the round and on a weird course. Like it was very quirky course, not even with my own clubs. And I think that's what happened as I came back from that. And like a couple of weeks later, I had these two runs and that's what got me to where I was handicap wise. But I still never consider myself a two handicap. Like I want to get. I just want to become a better golfer and like have a little bit more control of the golf ball and different types of things. And that's kind of what I've been really working on. I'm not really doing a lot of swing changes or anything, but yeah, I'm not going to get into that because that we could talk on this stuff for a while.
Mine's just been consistency.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I think I got my challenge for you. The more and more I think about it, I think I don't want to hurt feelings, but it's going to be there. So. But yeah, so we're locked and loaded for season number two. Check us out here in about 10 days or so. We should be out. We're going to talk about a little bit more in depth into our Fairway Fit Cup, our first annual Fairway Fit Cup. I can't be more excited about that. We've got a great group of guys going down. Hopefully we all have not played a lot due to the weather. Hopefully the weather turns. Maybe we get out a couple times before we get down there and it's going to be a lot of fun. What do you got? You got anything else before we sign off?
No, I'm pumped to be back. I'm ready to roll. I'm looking forward to the weather breaking so I can start getting out on the range in the morning. But I might be able to actually start getting out on the range in the morning probably this week, next week.
Next week looks like it's a good turn and the time change.
After the time changes, I think the range opens up early in the morning again. So yeah. I think that it brings in where the range opening at 6:30 in the morning kind of allows me to drop my son off at daycare and get a range session in before I even go to school. So
yeah, I love it.
Go get my workout in, go get my run in, and then it's a
win win. It's a win win. Makes you feel so much better when you get that out of the way early. I've noticed anyway. So But yeah, so check us out. Like we said, check us out on YouTube. If you can then check our beautiful faces out.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. We're not going to sing that too much, but please do. Follow us as much as you can. But man, I can't wait to say this again, because coming out, I did see today coming out, it's either June 25th or July 25th. Happy Gilmore 2. So look forward to seeing everybody at the 9th Green at 9.